SBS 电台广东话节目。
Hi everyone, this is Ivan from SBS Cantonese Radio. Today with us, we have invited Mr. Rainer Tang, who is the winner of 2009 Medal of Australia in the general division. And first of all, congratulations, Mr. Tang. Can you tell us how you feel after you heard the news that you're winning the 2009 Medal of Australia?
Oh, well, I was obviously quite surprised when I got notified about the order and quite humbled to have been recognised for the work I've done with a number of legal professional associations over the years, such as the Law Institute of Victoria and the Law Council of Australia, and also the Asian Australian Lawyers Association. So I'm very grateful to those people and organisations that chose to nominate me or who supported my nomination, and yeah, very thrilled. I guess I received my honour mainly for involvement in legal professional associations, and so for many years I've been involved with both the Law Institute of Victoria and the Law Council of Australia. So with the Law Institute of Victoria, I was president of the Law Institute, which represents all of the solicitors in Victoria, in 2013. And I was director of the Law Council of Australia for 2013 and 2014. The Law Council of Australia is the umbrella body for all lawyers in Australia.
Being an Australian Asian myself, I was interested in knowing more about the Australian Asian Lawyers Association. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, so I mean, I was involved in the establishment of the Asian Australian Lawyers Association, which we set up with nine other people in 2013, and I was also the inaugural president of the association from 2013 to 2016. So, yeah, really involved with it from the start. So the key objective of the Asian Australian Lawyers Association is to promote cultural diversity in the legal profession. And so we try to do that for a number of ways, raising awareness of cultural diversity. So we hold regular seminars and speeches. We engage with law firms and politicians and the judiciary to highlight issues about cultural diversity in the profession. We hold programs for our members that are focused on development of things like soft skills. We provide a mentoring program for young Asian lawyers, and one of our key initiatives is the awarding of the William Marquette Scholarship, which requires participants to write a paper on equality, diversity in the law, and that scholarship is named in honour of the first barrister of Chinese descent who joined the Victorian Bar in 1904 and was a very strong advocate against legislation that was then discriminating against people of a Chinese background.
Can you tell us more about the struggles where Asian lawyers facing in our society?
Yeah, so I guess at the time the Asian Australian Lawyers Association was founded, I was also president of the Law Institute of Victoria, and actually I was the first president from an Asian background in its then 154-year history. And when I was talking to people and looking around, well, we saw that there were many Asians qualifying as lawyers, and so, for instance, a study in New South Wales suggests about 10% of the solicitors in New South Wales were born in Asia. What we were seeing is the anecdotal evidence was not many were making it through to the senior ranks of the profession, so becoming partners in law firms or joining the bar or being appointed to our courts and tribunals. And so that anecdotal concern was confirmed by subsequent research the association did in 2015, which showed around 3% of partners in large firms were from an Asian Australian background, and that dropped to around 1.6% at the bar, with only a handful of Asian Australian barristers making it to senior counsel, and then less than 1% of the judiciary were from an Asian Australian background. So altogether, we think there's some clear evidence there are some challenges for Asian Australians in law, which you know, I believe are caused by or at least compounded as a result of unconscious biases among those who make the decisions as to who to appoint to these more senior positions in law.
Talking about not being able to promote to a higher position, what does the Australian Asian Lawyers Association does to change that and to help Asian lawyers in the law field?
Yes, definitely things can be done. So, I mean, you know, part of the association does in terms of trying to help develop the skills of our members, but also we advocate with the law firms. So a couple of years ago, the top 9 or 10 law firms actually signed a agreement to, or a charter to do work on cultural diversity in the legal profession, and to take steps to, you know, share information, to develop statistics, to develop programs to help promote a greater level of cultural diversity in law firms. So, you know, definitely there are things we're trying to do to change the situation, and you know, we are seeing some promising signs. So, for instance, late last year we saw the appointments of two barristers of Chinese heritage as senior counsel in Victoria for the first time. Over the last couple of years we've seen some Asian Australians appointed as magistrates in our courts and in our tribunals. And certainly when you look through the reports of new partners in law firms, we are seeing signs of change. So hopefully when we come to redo the statistics that we did in 2015, we'll actually have seen some real tangible improvement in those numbers.
大家觉得刚才的节目怎样呢？请在 SBS 广东话的 Facebook 网页 like 我们。